Police said a road rage incident that involved a collision resulted in an impaired driving arrest in Innisfil. On Saturday, November 11, at around 9:20 p.m., South Simcoe police responded to a report of road rage resulting in a two-vehicle collision near 9th Line and Summers Boulevard. One vehicle was run off the road into a ditch. The suspect vehicle then collided with the vehicle in the ditch, police allege. Charles Seabarras, 33, of Innisfil was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol, and dangerous operation. The accused was treated in hospital for minor injuries. His license was suspended for 90 days and his vehicle impounded for 7 days, police said in a news release. The two occupants of the other vehicle were unhurt. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Seabarras is considered innocent unless proven guilty. Innisfil man charged with impaired, trespassing. An Innisfil resident has been charged with impaired driving and trespassing by night after an incident November 13. At around 10 p.m. police responded to a suspicious vehicle, person call at a residence near 10th Line and 25th Side Road in Innisfil. An unknown male had attempted to gain entry to the home through the front door and then drove off in a vehicle, police say. Police located the vehicle parked on the same street, running but unoccupied. The male was found nearby and arrested. Michael McCartan, 39, of Innisfil was charged with operation while impaired, excess blood alcohol, and trespass at night. His license was suspended for 90 days and his vehicle impounded for 7 days. None of the allegations have been tested in court and McMartan is considered innocent unless proven guilty. License suspension, charges for driver, 18. A crash has resulted in charges for a novice driver. On Saturday, November 11, at around 10:50 p.m., police responded to a single-vehicle collision into a light pole near Line 6 and Simcoe Road in Bradford, West Gwillimbury. Police said an 18-year-old Bradford man was issued a 3-day license suspension, and was charged with novice driver blood alcohol concentration above zero, and careless driving. There were no injuries.